Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You want to get your 2 cents in on the Gaza peace deal, give us a call, 855-752-4842. Mark from Prairie du Sac, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I certainly hope that something comes of this. I'm equally concerned as well as what's going on in the West Bank with with the settlers displacing Palestinians and seizing their homes and driving them out of their lands that they have there. But I mean that Netanyahu blew it, you know, back before October 7th. Apparently he ignored warnings that there was something going to happen there, and I'm not excusing it because it shouldn't have happened in the first place. The only ones that are responsible for it are the attackers that attack there. But there was Netanyahu bears some responsibility by not having forces in place to respond swiftly enough. They're just preventing it in the first place. But it is just, I don't think Trump is actually negotiating any of this. He's actually got professionals over there doing it. Trump just says, do this, and hopefully they're, but I don't think either Witkoff or Jared Kushner actually has the skills actually to bring this to fruition, that hopefully we have somebody there that actually knows what they're doing rather than, Donald Trump, because he's so erratic.
Yeah. You know, thanks so much for the call, Mark. To boil down what I was saying in sort of the setup to this discussion, I think Biden was weak here. And by weak, I mean unclear. And unwilling to chart a course in private, right? The thing that I think gets missed from so much of this is what we see on the public level when it comes to this kind of stuff is just an infinitesimal part of this. Donald Trump ingratiated himself to Netanyahu and the Israeli people. Again, his strongman persona, which belies Donald Trump's actual at-root weakness, his inability to actually grapple with the truth, tell people the truth, and be himself accountable, right? That was part of what worked here for Donald Trump. And we will see if we actually have a lasting peace. Because again, folks, territorial control and governance and the Israeli and Palestinian people's right to self-govern has not been sorted out in this deal. And the reality is that Benjamin Netanyahu has been facing potential criminal charges for corruption in Israel for a long time. It served a lot of Netanyahu's interests to have this war continue. So, what happens next should be the meaningful question if we're all trying to be honest about this. And for Democrats, how do we have a meaningful discussion when we have very differing viewpoints within our party without weakening our candidates to the point, or a president to the point, where they can't effectively negotiate or campaign? Jim from Appleton points out on the text line this: the far left didn't create or employ litmus tests. Well, I kind of disagree with Jim a little bit there. I think the far left does employ litmus tests all the time. But Jim points out something else that I very much agree with him. He says the corporatist wing of the Democratic Party fears loss of power and control of the party. They just do it under the table, like the Republicans used to. And Jim says something else that I agree with, that the far left is as easy to gin up as the MAGA movement. I agree that Democrats have not dealt with the corporatists, and by that I mean the impact of big money donors in their party and in their policy platforms. I thought that was one of the major shortcomings of Kamala Harris's presidency, while Donald Trump, lying to the American public, was able to sell them on one of the greatest cons ever to occur in American politics, which was that he gives a whit about the middle class and working people in this country. He just handed out the biggest tax cut in history to the corporatists, right? To folks with names on buildings that don't have bosses, that have created so much wealth that no one ever in their family will ever have to work again. And that's the Republican Party of bootstraps and hard work. Donald Trump has done nothing but hurt the middle class, and yet he got so many of his supporters to believe that he was genuinely cared about them. The Democrats have to deal with absolutists from the far left, and they've got to pull out of the party from its root all of those within the party that will capitulate to big money donors and to the corporatists. Nobody wants to see any more corporate welfare. These companies don't need more tax cuts. We don't need more stock buybacks. We don't need more Elon Musks or Jeff Bezos's or George Soros's. We need more support for the middle class, a tax code that is fair, that actually rewards work. Keep in mind, everyone, as I sit here today with each and every one of you, we tax the same dollar differently. If it's created from work, it gets taxed way more than the dollar that is created by wealth and sitting on your butt and doing nothing. Fundamentally, that is the problem that Democrats and Republicans of good faith need to confront. We're going to take a breath. We got an incredible guest coming up next to help us understand what is going on with the National Guard. We've got Professor Josh Braver from the UW Law School to help us understand the interaction of civil law enforcement and the National Guard and the military and the, quote, warrior ethos that we hear talked about so much. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.